Hello, everybody, and welcome to Thunderstruck. My name is Jane Orlander.
And I'm Alex Garner.
And today we have, as you guys know, it is Halloween.
It's close to Halloween.
If you're listening to this in October.
It's close to Halloween.
And if not, then hopefully you had a good last Halloween.
Yep. But what are we talking about today?
Today we are going to be talking about our best and worst horror videos that we've made over the course of like four years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you guys are new to this podcast, we have a YouTube channel called TJN, and every year we'll make, like, horror shorts or a video. Only one of them has been good so far, but go check out our other ones if you just want to laugh. So, I feel like we should start off with...
What's with the one of the first ones we've ever made?
The first one we ever made was The Return.
Oh, The Return. Or was it The Night Before Easter?
Cult classic is The Return.
Alright, yeah.
I remember making this one, actually.
Yeah, I agree. I do also. I remember making it. We thought it was really good.
We thought it was super good when we made it. Even our parents were like, oh, come on, Alex. Sorry. Rip headphone users. Anyways, even our parents were like, yeah, this is, like, your best one. This is super good.
This is your best one and the first one you've ever made.
Gosh. No, like, our best video. Not, like, it's your best horror video. It's like you becoming the first movie you ever acted in. This is probably your best one. But, yeah, there was one thing that turned out kind of well in it, and it was at the end where, I don't even remember its name, like, John or something, no.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Protagonist.
Where he's haunting the person with, like, the flashlight.
That part wasn't even good.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's the best part of the movie.
Looking back,
that's the best part of the video, though.
I guess.
Yeah. If you guys want, what I would recommend, if you haven't seen these videos yet, before we cover each of these videos, I would recommend going and watching them, so that way...
Or watch them after this.
Yeah. But anyway, so, at the beginning, you and Brooks freaking throw me into a shed, and I make that weird noise. Like, ugh!
Yeah, and then you can't die after, it. Like, you just evaporate.
Yeah, I evaporate. I remember coming up with this idea at school, and I was so stoked.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, that happens, then I come back to haunt him.
You probably see Jackson's reflection in the shed window, too. Like, in, like, all our movies with the shed.
Really?
Yeah, I think you do. I rewatched it in a lot of them. I know in Indiana Jones.
Oh.
You do.
We'll do a separate episode on our worst videos of all time.
But, so, he gets thrown in there. He just disappears. And they're like, oh, I actually kind of feel bad now. And then they go and find him, and he's gone.
Yep, 20 somehow. Years pass.
20 just, years.
just after, like, an hour.
He still feels...
No, bullies. I don't think, like, mean people... Why do we do that? Why do we freaking lock a person in the... They might even have a phone.
Yeah.
They could probably break through the door easily.
Yeah, if they were just gone, I don't think the people would be like, oh yeah, he's dead. They'd probably think he escaped somehow. Not.
Oh my gosh, I never thought of that. But.
Not like, oh no, he disintegrated.
Yeah.
He evaporated.
I know, the best part of the video. So anyways, he comes back to haunt you. And there's one part where he gets a bloody nose conveniently. Out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes and he's kind of washing his face off in the mirror, and then...
The mirror effect.
Yeah.
That part's not too bad.
That...
We didn't even try to make it look like that.
So, pretty much what happened is Alex is kind of washing his face in the mirror, and you see me walking in the background, and right as I get to him, I disappear. It's hard to explain,
but...
If you watch the video, you know what we're talking about.
But we didn't plan it. We just planned for him to walk right past me and then bend down, but what he did is that he bent down right as he was behind me. So then it looks like he just disappeared, like, as you walk
Yeah, right
by
as
me.
You turn
it
around.
It actually looks really good.
Yeah, that was good practical effects.
And yeah, even though we didn't even plan it.
It was so cool, like, rewatching them. We were like, oh my gosh, we are so good. But, so yeah, there's that, and then...
The main haunting.
Gosh.
The crappy flashlight effect.
Yeah, so what we did is, so Alex runs into his room. He's kind of like, oh my gosh, like, what the heck just happened? And so, he hears, like, it wasn't even knocking on the door, he just looks and the door swings open, and I'm right there, and there's this flashlight shining out, like, shining on me. We're like, oh, this is cool lighting.
Flashlight just comes out of nowhere. Way too many times in our old videos.
Oh my gosh.
Flashlights.
We only used it once again. That was shadows.
Yeah.
That's not, like,
well, no, we wouldn't use the flashlight behind.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, but, like...
Like, in the thing where we use the flashlights, the characters are actually using them in the movie.
Yeah.
But in it, like, in the other ones, like, the
guy didn't utilize it correctly.
Like, yeah.
I mean, even then, we could have made it work. Like, now we can make it work.
Yeah.
But, so, anyways. So then, he comes back to haunt him, just, "You killed me! I didn't mean to kill you."
Well, you did. Well, you did, and I'm mad at you now.
You did somehow.
Yeah. And to be honest, I'm kind of on the bully dude side. Like, how could that kill him?
I don't know.
Been in there.
You
can tell that it's the same day. Because they're wearing all the same clothes. It's still day.
Well, the thing is, he waited 20 flipping years.
I know.
Just like, screw you.
Was he in there for 20 years?
Yes, Alex.
Was he hiding from them?
Go and check if he's okay. Okay, then he heard Jackson's voice. Hey, guys.
I know.
Do you remember that? He started talking about Lego life.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, so he waits 20 flipping years to come back and haunt him. And apparently when there's a flashlight that's not on him, he's not there. It's like lights out, but...
Except reversed. You only see him with the flashlights on him.
And it has to be a flashlight.
Yep.
But it's like lights out, but if the budget was like $5.
Yep. Not the budget was nothing. We didn't spend anything on this movie.
We spent nothing on this movie.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways... And then at the end, there's the flashlight. Then on the last one, he's up close, like, to the edge of the screen.
Then just, like, all the movies ended with someone getting stabbed, and then it cut away.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was Jason. Like, I was holding you, and I raised the knife.
Yeah.
And then you can't even tell us the knife, and then it ends.
Like, what? We have other movies where it ends with someone getting stabbed. Like, or was it, it doesn't actually show them getting stabbed. Like, with Jason, it just shows him, like, hold the knife up, and then it cuts away.
Jason was just a mess.
We just made that one on the fly.
We did.
We were just like, hey, let's make this. That's when all we did was make, like, 10-minute horror shorts.
You don't remember this one, but Don't Look Away. That was...
Oh, I remember. Wait. Remind me. Did we delete that? Is that still on the channel?
It's on private. Oh. That was a knockoff of The Return, where it was pretty much like this, like, a guy again, and I was talking really crappy... Batman voice, and it had super weird, like, green makeup on with the fedora, and pretty much, whenever you looked away, I could move, so...
I faintly remember that.
So you haven't seen Doctor Who, but for those of you who have, it's pretty much like a weeping angel, but not creepy whatsoever.
Alright, yeah, but...
So there's... Maybe. And then, the thing is, you see me in the corner, and you're like, what do you want from me? And then, no joke, this is what I sounded like. I want your life. And, like, the worst, it wasn't
wait,
even like,
were you wearing those wait, what were you wearing?
I was wearing a freaking black robe and a freaking black fedora with green face paint with red lines. And we're like, oh my gosh, you look so cool. And looking back, I'm
pretty
like...
makeup work. Like a Star-Lord.
Ronin.
That was so bad.
We don't even talk about that.
Yeah. I remember we wanted to make multiple of those. There have been a lot of things where we wanted to make multiple, then, like, we're like, no.
A couple people wanted us to make multiple of them.
Couple.
We've gotten comments saying, like, oh, I hope you guys should turn this into a series. My friend saw it, and she was like, she's like, that was good. You guys should make more.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
But, like... Yeah, anyways, we're... The Flash will be a completely different video. But anyways, another one.
Also, speaking of that, talking about the fedora, and I don't know why, but fedora, whenever a fedora, I think sunglasses. Mm-hmm. When I think sunglasses, I think the Phantom.
Oh my god! We need to talk about the Phantom! Okay, so, for our school, I don't know about... if you guys have this, but we have a thing called Reflections. And it's where there's a certain theme.
The themes are always weird.
You
like,
could.
This year, it's like, I matter because.
Really?
That's what it is for me.
Yeah, my school hasn't been doing Reflections, and if they have, I haven't gotten any.
It's like really stupid prompts that they give you that's just like, it's just like.
Like one word.
Yeah, or like a phrase or something.
But anyways, like, this one was pretty much just, like, a free one. Like,
you can do anything.
It was a freebie. We released the trailer, and we were never able to get out the video. But anyways, this is
the basic... You showed it to the people at your school, though, right?
Yeah.
And didn't you win?
I got to regional. And I won, but I didn't win the one to move on.
Oh, I see.
But anyways, the basic synopsis of this summed up into, like, one or two sentences is... There was this phantom... And he had sunglasses, and if you looked in, and they had, like, skulls on them, and if you looked into them,
cool
you would
sunglasses.
Die.
Do you still have those sunglasses?
Yeah, so here. Hold on, let me get them.
They're, like, broken now.
No, they're not.
No, they're bent.
Yeah. I should wear these more often. They're super trippy. How do I look?
Oh, gosh. I'm having PTSD.
Anyways, so, yeah, basically it starts off with me and these sunglasses, and there's our electrical box, like, outside of our
and
fence.
And he's messing with it for some
no,
reason?
No, he's literally pulling on him and going like, ugh, like the
for
most
no
dramatic.
Reason.
I know what we should do.
What?
If we can get a certain amount of if we can get a certain amount of reviews or subscribers... We should do a reacting video to this video.
Alright. Do you have it on private?
It's not on private. It's just sitting on our computer. And I hadn't watched
it. Is it on a file?
Yeah, I didn't even think we had it until I was going through our computer a couple months ago. And I remember texting you. I was just like, Alex, I found it. Yeah. And you were like, what? It's like the Phantom. And you answer back, send it to me right now.
Yeah.
I can. It's on my computer. And this was, like, over Hangouts, and I couldn't, like, put it into Hangouts.
And it was COVID, so I couldn't go over to his
yeah.
house and see it.
And so he's just like, he's like, Jay, record off of your computer. I was like, with my phone, dude, the camera is...
the crap.
I was like, the camera is awful, and my family is in the room, so there's going to be noise. You're like, I don't care. Send it to me right now. So I was trying to figure it out. It had been like 5 minutes. You're like, dude, you are getting so mad. You're like, dude, send me the video
yeah,
right now. So
I
finally did it. You were like, oh my gosh. But
that movie's a gem.
Oh my gosh, it is beautiful. But anyway, so yeah. So it opens up, there's that, then it has the crappy The Phantom intro.
Then it has like
and then
you talking
well no,
the
then
mic.
It has Brooks riding on like one of those electric
ATV
cars.
Things.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like an ATV. And it's like paper.
No, it was me riding on the ATV.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remember
and
I was
just
scared,
like,
even though it had four wheels,
you
I was
were?
Scared that I was going to fall off.
Oh, my gosh.
So what I did is that I was on it in, like, the most awkward way, and then I just, like, threw the paper, like, so fast, because I was scared I was going to fall
oh.
off somehow.
Yeah, he's like, and this is when he had his little speech impediment, so he's like, here's your newspaper.
Yeah.
And then Brooks gets it, and so quickly he picks it up, he's like, Phantom on the loose. That's weird. Then he just chucks it and runs off.
Phantom on the loose. Huh. That's weird.
Yeah, and then he just chucks, like, he chucks it and runs off simultaneously.
That's so vague. Phantom on the loose? Like, what does that even
what?
Mean?
Did he just read the headline? Phantom and then just chucks it and runs. I don't even remember what happened, but I remember you having this some strange dream where there's an earthquake. No, you find me, and then... This is probably going to be completely out of order, but we end up finding you look into my glasses, and then you fall asleep.
And then
you have
like
a dream where there's an earthquake. Then you wake up, and then
we're like screaming into the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ah! Well, I don't even remember what you're saying.
I don't remember, but it was like an ear rape. It yeah. was like, da da da! But it was awful. Oh, my gosh. And then you woke up, you're like, oh my goodness, oh, my goodness.
And then aren't you there again?
Yeah, we end up fighting again, and I make lava come out of the ground. And
we
then
use
we're
that we'd always use
effects screw
and action movie effects.
Now we use neither.
Yep.
We just mainly do, like, practical effects.
Yep.
Because a comment told us that we did too much green screen.
Yep. If that's you. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, we did. There was a stretch where we used, like, only green screen. Like, there the was. Alien movie, we used a ton of green screen for, like, a news station.
Oh, Area 51.
Area 51, that's somehow...
The thing is, he commented that, though, when...
Ant-Man, we used a lot
of green screen. Well, when we hadn't used a green screen, we had only used it in about one video. It's like, you guys
are using way too much. Well, okay, I gotta admit, we used it a lot in that video.
In Ant-Man?
No, we didn't. The Area 51.
Yeah.
In Ant-Man...
He commented that when...
We kind of did in Ant-Man, when he shrinks, whenever they're shrinking.
But... And then my mom commented, so if you're that guy, I apologize. Actually, I reviewed it. I was like, okay, this is good. She's like, man, you have, like, way too much time on your hands to be criticizing people.
At
the time, I was like, this is really good.
But,
no, wait. But then, Short Clips commented. He's like, dude, you need to, like...
His mom said like, you should have look way too much time on your hands.
Yeah, to him.
And Short Clips responded to it.
It wasn't Short Clips. He was saying you use way too much green screen. But yes, he's like, because this is when we're like, we're leaving YouTube. That video. It was like three.
One comment.
It was three.
One comment just said like, hey, I don't really like your guys' videos. And then Jay's like crying.
I wasn't crying.
Yeah, you were.
47 meters down, or 47 feet down.
Huh? Wait, what?
We'll talk about that in a minute.
But I remember, I was at your house, and you were just crying, and I was like, dude, I can just leave if you're mad at me. Or, like, you were mad.
Well, so no,
I was like,
I can just okay, leave. Anyways, like, no, Short Clips responds, he's like, dude, I just see this as constructive criticism, and you shouldn't bash people. I was like, I wasn't trying to bash, if that's what it came across as. So, if you were that guy...
Kind of is bashing...
When you're like, I mean, I didn't write the comment, okay? But, I don't think either of them listened to this podcast.
Yeah.
The guy or Short Clips. But if one of you guys is, first of all, I apologize. I did not write that comment. But... Anyways,
I never even knew that your mom wrote that.
Anyways, I'm off my soapbox. I feel like I need to go, like, therapy for this. But, because that comment came to haunt me. But anyways, the Phantom. So anyways, we're, like, fighting, and I somehow go through you in the worst, like, jump cut ever.
We used a lot of crappy jump cuts.
And then you died.
Yep.
Anyways.
And I probably had that video shot music at the end for the credits.
Yeah. No, iMovie probably.
Oh, iMovie.
Yeah, we use iMovie.
And Video Shop a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
American Sniper. Remember that?
Oh, my gosh. Or American Assassin.
It was American. Oh, it's American Assassin, yeah.
Anyways, so.
What do you say?
Huh?
What do you say to him in Chinese? You said something to that kid in Chinese.
In American Assassin?
Yeah, no, like, at the beginning, you said something to him in Chinese.
That wasn't Chinese, that was just my voice.
No, I remember you said something. You said something in, like, a different language. What did you say?
It was speaking English, but because the audio was so bad,
you couldn't even understand. You said a different thing.
No, I didn't.
I remember being there, and then you were like, yeah, this is what whatever means in Chinese.
You weren't there when I was filming it. Are you talking about Chinese Maniac?
No, American Assassin.
You weren't with me when I made that. I made that with my friend Kyler.
No, I'm talking about the American Assassin Sniper thing. American Assassin that we made with Jackson on our channel.
Oh, American Sniper. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He ripped our offer title.
Yeah, I did.
That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Yeah, but you said, yeah, that movie.
Remember Chinese Maniac?
That's the first movie we ever made.
Yeah, remember Chinese Maniac?
Yeah, we'll not talk about that right now.
I thought it was racist because I knew Chinese.
Okay, but anyways, so,
still bitter.
Next up, I think we're just going to talk about, shortly, The Nightmare Before Easter, and then we're going to go on to Shadows.
Yes, okay, Nightmare Before Easter. When we made this, I thought it was so scary that I wouldn't show Taisla in it, because I was like, no, this is too scary for you. And I remember my dad just kind of laughing when he watched it. That was scary. We'll do a totally different episode on our cringiest videos.
Yeah, but
Happy Leprechaun Stain number one. Yeah. Anyways, basically, it's where there's this Easter bunny.
He's killing people?
No, sorry, the stuffed bunny. Yeah, he's breaking into people's houses and killing them.
And he was in your house in it, but you didn't know. Yeah. And then you woke up, and
I had blood on my hands.
And you had a knife next to you.
Yep.
And then we go to
pocket knife.
Then we go to another friend's house, and it's the same house as Jay's. It's the same room.
I'm like, hey, do you guys wear diapers? No.
We're like, no. Well, and then crickets.
Crickets. I do. Jackson thought that was so funny.
And then he walks into the same room again, with a broom. And then, like, Jay gets possessed.
Should I make a playlist where it's, like, our cringiest videos?
Probably.
And just have, like, it on unlisted, mm-hmm. so that way the link is still there?
Yeah, maybe.
Totally should.
Yeah. But that... And then, yeah, we're gonna have a sequel to that where, like, Jay was the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, anyway, so, yeah. Basically, we find out that the bunny's in our room. Brooks comes in holding a broom. We were serious, by the way. This wasn't supposed to be for, like, comedic effect.
And then that random devil comes in.
No, it was...
A demon. Remember that demon came in?
No. You're missing something, Alex. What happened is there was the bunny. It showed him on the chair. Then all of a sudden
We don't need to go through this scene, like, shot by shot.
No, and all of a sudden that demon, like, came out of it just all of a sudden at the screen. Then the bunny was back. And he kept trying to kill us, and at the end there was a plot twist where you guys thought he killed the bunny, but then he possessed me, and
yeah,
also
I said that, Jay.
There was no, didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, listeners, you'll know that I'm right.
I said, so we go to the house, and we fight the bunny, and then we all ran, and then Jay gets possessed by the bunny, and we were gonna make a sequel.
You never said possessed by the bunny?
Yes, I did. You can play it back. I said that.
I'll do that.
You were zoning out.
But
but that's the Nightmare Before Easter.
Yeah.
We just kind of had
that freeze frame with my eyes red.
Yeah. We just kind of had to skim through that one. But now I kind of want to talk about Shadows for a little bit.
Okay, and then after Shadows, we can do some of, like, our other, like, we'll do, like, our best ones.
For sure. Horror short films. But, so, in the beginning, I don't want to list any specifics, but Shadows was, like, not okay at first. Like, let's not even say.
We can say some stuff.
There was dark stuff in there, and it's not me. I was not the one. I was the one who told Jay no.
I was the one, and I was like, dude, this would be good.
Yeah. It was just very dark horror stuff.
It wasn't even horror. It was
just like straight up depressing.
Basically, I'm gonna be very vague when I say this. Basically, so this was before he goes on the walk, and this is kind of why he went on the walk. So he sees the demon the night before, and he wakes up, and then he's covered in blood, and so we were originally going to do this till the day that we were filming, because Alex is like, he's like, maybe he should not get attacked until the end. I was like, okay, yeah, that's mm-hmm. true. But, so basically he wakes up, and then he's like, I'm just going to go on a walk to clear my mind. Originally, he woke up covered in blood, and then, so we went to go wash up in the shower, then he got out, and he sees... like that guy in the mirror. So he goes into his room.
And that guy in the mirror is originally supposed to be like a lot earlier in it.
Yeah, so he goes back into his room and he looks in the mirror and he sees the demon behind him. He looks back, it's not there. Looks forward, he sees it again in the mirror. That happens like two or three times. Till he looks back, nothing's there. Then looks forward and the demon is right there. This is a little out of order. But, and then there's another part where he looks and he sees... a figure of him sitting on his bed. And this figure...
The figure just wants him to leave. And he says, like, don't come back here. Or I'm gonna come back and get you again.
I'll be very vague when I say
this.
That's what he said. He takes out a gun and does something. And... instead of the reflection hurting himself, it ends up hurting Alex in it. So Alex, the reflection did something to himself that hurt the actual Alex. So imagine looking in the mirror.
Yeah, okay.
That no, thing. Like, imagine looking in the mirror and your reflection slaps your, like...
Slaps himself.
Like, yeah, slaps himself.
But you're not slapping yourself.
Yeah, but you can feel the slap. It was something like that that involved a gun. Basically, yeah, then he goes and he's... calls John just...
I did not come up with this. This is Jay.
We're being extremely vague here because we feel like we're going to get demonetized.
That's even a thing on this.
It is. Oh. We're going to demonetize if we can't. Actually, I don't know if it is. Probably not, but... this is a family-friendly show. Yeah, so that was one of the virgins. Another one was where at the end he... after he sees John dead, he looks in the mirror and he sees, like, the demon as his reflection. And so, then he's obviously, like, kind of freaked out that he's, like, wait, this isn't my reflection.
Yeah.
And so, he looks, his idea was so stupid, and the reflection of the monster guy raises his arms out in front of him, and, like, shakes them, and then all of a sudden scratches appear on Alex.
This is when I touch the AirPods.
Should I leave this in?
Yeah, if you want to.
Anyways. Oh my. Alex. Okay. I apologize, everybody. Anyways, so the monster, like, shakes his arms, then scratches appear all over Alex's arms.
Alex, I just opened it and it did it.
Okay, sorry guys, Alex is just being a butthead.
Messing with his AirPods.
And keeps connecting my AirPods to my phone. So if the audio cut out just barely, I apologize. Anyways.
We should check to see if the audio is going.
It is.
How do you know?
Because there's not the symbol in the corner saying disconnected.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, for the love of Pete. scratches appear all over his arms, and he's just like,
what? And John's already died at this point, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, then Alex goes into the main room, and he sees, like, the lights go out, then you hear him scream, then they come back on again, and there's, like, more scratches on him. And then they go out again, and they go back on, and he has a knife in his hand. No, sorry. He looks over and there's a knife on the table. And so he's like, oh no, like he knows what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then the lights go out, they go back on again, and all of a sudden he has the knife in his hand. And it's just like, no, no. Then the lights go out again.
And then that's the end. Yeah, not very, like, even so, the whole movie is, like, it doesn't even really have a story in the movie in the original script. It just shows him getting, like, terrorized. In the original one, the script, it just shows him getting terrorized, but in the new one, there's actually, like, more story to it.
Like, abusing himself.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, that's kind of the original idea for Shadows, and then I kind of had to tell him, I was like, I don't really think we should do that.
Yeah, Jackson, too, he's like, that's way too dark.
Yeah, so then we came up with the newer one, which is a lot better.
I wonder if Jackson's seen Shadows.
Yeah, I think he has. Huh. But, and the newer one version is a lot better.
Yep.
So
we change a lot of stuff on the day of filming.
Yep.
Too.
That made it better.
When we set up our Patreon.
Oh my gosh.
No. This isn't going to happen. If we set up a Patreon, would any of you guys actually join? I just want to know. It's never going to happen. But if it did somehow...
I just want to know. So Jay also wanted to talk about Sleep Tight.
Oh yeah, Sleep Tight. Bit. At the time, we thought this was amazing. The camera quality is just awful.
The audio is like
The audio is fine. Nothing wrong with the audio.
Well, there are some parts where like the music is like a little loud, but
yeah, that happens like all of our videos though.
Yeah. But what to talk about with this? This movie, we had it, and we just wanted to make a movie with a doll.
I wrote the script in my head for it.
Just like I did with Knights of Darkness.
You had told me that you had the script,
first
too.
Scene.
You had told me that you had a script, and that made me...
I had the first scene of it. Anyway, you never asked me to show it to you. So,
the next Spider-Man movie, you're just like, don't have it. So I'm like, oh, I forgot what's good. Can you look at the script? Oh, yeah. I'll do that right now.
Oh,
he just, he says this. I need to take this part out.
Yeah.
Anyways, but, so there's that scene at the beginning where you come home from the funeral wearing a bomber's jacket.
That's what we always wore in funerals.
A white shirt.
Like an Ant-Man.
And a tie.
Like in the Ant-Man.
What type of drunk outfit goes to church wearing just like a normal like tee.
Yeah, and then just a
tie. And a bomber's jacket.
A bomber's jacket. That's what we always did for old movies whenever they'd wear like formal clothes. Like an Ant-Man, you wore that at the funeral and stuff. Like, it was not.
If I showed up to church wearing that, you know that our, like...
Everyone there would be like,
Yeah, all the young men and everybody who's in charge of that would be like... Okay, and you just passed the sacrament in
be
that.
Be like, cool.
Okay.
But, so yeah, that's how it happened, and then aren't you just, like, there for some reason?
Well,
you're just at the
like
house.
We're, like, roommates.
Oh, yeah. And then...
Yeah, we were roommates in it. Hey, man, how did the funeral go? I can't believe she's gone. I know what you're going through. I had to go through the same thing with my dad. But you didn't watch him die.
Well, he still died, man.
No, so you didn't have to watch him die.
Yeah. Like, that just makes it, like... Like, that just makes him, like, more...
My
like,
dad got 4 purple hearts. Yeah. I didn't ask.
Just like this war hero. Just...
You didn't have to watch him die.
Well, at least my dad died in honors.
Touché. But anyway, so then he goes back down. I'm gonna go get some sleep. I haven't slept in a while.
Like,
and it's like
what
the
have
middle,
you been doing?
It's like the middle of the day. I'm gonna go sleep. You could have slept any time you wanted.
Like, what was keeping you up?
I haven't slept in a while.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, you deserve it.
And then
you deserve it, even though your dad didn't win 4 hearts.
And then,
so then you're changing in your room, and then there's the shot, like, you're being watched from the closet, which had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then you have the dream where you're watching your sister die, and we could have done this.
Oh, yeah.
In the hockey mask, like, don't move, or else your sister's... Just takes my sister hostage for no... It takes your sister hostage for, like, no reason whatsoever. And then, don't move. You can see he has the knife to her throat, and you just book it towards him.
Like, in real life, if he says, don't move or I'll kill her, you stay there. You don't just dive towards him.
And the slicer throws...
If this was an actual thing, we would have made it a little more,
drawn
out, I think. It wouldn't have just been, like, he immediately
this
runs...
This would be a cool remake.
He would have tried to bargain time, with him or something.
Oh, part of our future Patreon discount was that you'll get remakes.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Our videos. Alex, we don't know. We don't know that it won't happen. We have no idea. But...
It, even though we're not doing it, but...
Anyways, yeah, so...
And then she wakes up.
Yeah, oh, wait, no, remember, so then... So you die towards him like an idiot. And then he
who
slits...
Who does that when they say... Who, like, if that happened to me, would you immediately jump towards them when the guy's armed? And he's like, has your sister...
Durr. Just don't move. The way I say, your sister's dead. But, oh my gosh. And then, he, like, knocks you to the ground first. You know, but all that momentum that you had, oh my gosh. But then, and then there's that dramatic shot of you on the ground with the camera back, and you go, no! No! What happened to the guy after that? He just runs out of the window.
Left.
It's like a whole...
Just like, I'm head out.
Oh my gosh. God of Thunder just like...
I'm head out.
Holds up the knife and then just...
he's just like, peace.
Peace out, everybody.
But then, I remember there's a part of the movie where, it might be this movie where he smacks him. He smacks, because, like, his friend is, like, his friend's like, hey, are you doing okay? I just noticed you've been a little different lately. And then he smacks him, and he starts bleeding.
Wait, not yet. Hold on. So, then the next scene, you're in the room, and we're talking, like, dude, are you okay? You're like, oh, yeah, so I'm like, so what happened? You're like, I had some sort of PTSD flashback.
It's called a dream, buddy.
Everybody we showed this to afterwards, at that part, they're like, literally everybody I showed it to, there was one person, PTSD flashback.
Like, what?
What the ever-living crap is a PTSD flashback? No, he's like, I had a PTSD, some sort of PTSD. I had some sort of PTSD flashback when I was asleep. It's not like, there's a thing called a freaking dream.
Yeah.
But there's that, and I'm like, listen, I know somebody that they can help. I don't need therapy, I'm perfectly sane.
And then smacks him and bleeds. How hard do you have to smack somebody?
Well, first of all, what's funny about this is, you guys don't know this, but my dad is a licensed therapist. I don't need therapy. I'm perfectly sane. I wonder what his, like, thought process was when he was watching this video. Oh, this kid needs some EMDR. That could help with some trauma going on in his life.
And then just
fun fact with shadows, my dad did the voice of the therapist, and he's a therapist, so he had to correct us on a bunch of things.
Yeah, so it's like a little, like, what would you call it? Like, not a cameo, but like a, I don't even know what you'd call that, but it's like someone who's like being themselves in a movie.
But all I know is that my head is vibrating right now, like my entire face, like the inside of it. I got this when I ate like that 1,800,000 Scoville unit nut.
Just barely?
No, I did it like a year ago. Okay.
And your head's vibrating still?
No, this just came. So, quick tangent. We were at this, like, Christmas festival, and there was these, like, sampled nuts, and
the nut tray.
Just a bunch of different, like, there was pistachios, like, almonds, and they were really good. Like, with, like, different stuff on them, like, seasonings.
But your head's still vibrating from that?
No, it's not.
When you were filming?
This just started.
It's vibrating from a year ago?
No, this, like, I'm saying it reminds me of the time.
Oh.
So let me continue. So there was what, so we got, it was just, like, a big table with, like, trays and stuff, and one, like, there was some spicy ones, too, and one of them, it was 1,800,000 Scoville units. And, you know, smart me, I'm like, I can say, should I do this? My parents are like, no. I'm like, and in my head, I'm thinking, like, but for bragging rights.
Yeah.
So, I find the one that has the most seasoning on it, and I eat it.
Immediately?
Okay, picture this, Alex. You know how it feels when you have, like, the flu, or, like that feeling you get in your stomach when you have the flu?
I've never had the flu.
Oh, so you haven't? No. Oh. Okay, when you're about to, like, when you're
about to throw up.
Yeah. So take that feeling. I'm sure you've had gas pains.
I've thrown up before, yeah.
Add gas pains on top of that, and then somebody squeezing your intestines.
Okay.
It hurt. I honestly, it felt like I had nothing inside of me. It was pure pain. And head and
was
my tongue.
Throat, like, really hot and stuff?
Oh, dude, it was, like, I was about to cry. It hurt so bad.
Jeez.
And my whole head started, you guys are probably like, he's over-exaggerating. No, my whole head started, like, vibrating afterwards. And there was no water or anything around. So, that was the worst mistake of my entire life.
They have a tray of spicy nuts, but they don't have, like, water.
It hurts. So, yeah, that's kind of what it feels like, minus all the pain.
But, my bad.
Still recording. Alex!
I messed up.
Okay, anyways, back to sleep tight. That was a tangent.
And then,
that story deeply in another podcast.
The thing that shocks me is that he's bleeding. I remember anytime we had the chance to use blood in our movies, we'd do it.
Yeah, so what happened...
Anytime someone just got punched, blood.
Yeah, but so what happened when he was like, I don't need therapy, I'm perfectly sane. He stands up and smacks his friend, and then his cheek is covered in blood. And the way I'm just like, like, the most snarky way. I was just trying to help. And I, like, do this Hermione sassy thing. Like, I'm just trying to help. And then I just walk out.
And then that's when the doll starts haunting.
Well, not yet. So then you're on your way. You're on your way to school, and then you see the girl behind you. And then there's a shot of you on your couch.
Not just my girl.
Not your girl, your sister.
Yeah, my sister. Yeah. You're my sister in the movie.
But then, so there's a shot, you're on your couch and you hear a thud. And then you go, then it cuts to me coming down the stairs. It's like Alex or whatever your name was in it. I think it was Alex, actually.
No, I don't think it was.
I think I say Alex, though.
Oh, yeah.
But Alex, and then we look and there's this crappy green screen effect. We're trying to make it look like you were possessed.
You were. Looked like you were possessed.
No, it was, wait.
It was you.
Yeah,
it was you.
Oh, wait, I just realized, we used me, even though it was you who was supposed, that's right, I was on my couch, and I hear a crash, and then I looked in, you're coming down, and you're like, let's just say my name was, like, Alex in it, Alex, and then you look, there was a crappy green screen effect, and my back, like, hunched, trying to make it look like I was possessed and floating, it did not work, and then you grab a freaking gun.
And then I shoot
and
you.
Then, well, you don't shoot, but then the music just stops and it shows me on my bed. I'm like, what happened? We called a preacher over... A preacher? Really? Called a preacher over last night. You should be fine now. A priest? Okay. Your bishop? Sure. He'd be more than happy to come. A preacher? That's not even, like, one religion. That's just... We called some missionaries over to our house. Yeah. You should be fine now.
and then the doll starts.
Yes. Yeah, so haunting. Then you hear my sister's voice. She's coming. I'm coming.
then we're gonna make a sequel.
Yeah. Then the doll's head turns, and it's just like Sleep Tight Lucy coming this October, and we never made it, and never will.
So we said coming this October.
Or next October. I don't remember.
That would have been this year. This October.
Uben last October.
We made that in 2018.
Oh, I don't remember. I remember looking through my journal and it was like, we finished filming Sleep Tight today. And I was like, oh my gosh. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's...
Sleep Tight and that...
No, it was 2 years ago.
It was?
Yeah, I think so.
We thought it was, like, so good, and now we're looking back and it's not as good.
Yeah. And there's the effect where she's appearing in the hallway. That effect was kind of good, though.
Yeah.
Then you turn around and she's there.
But that's kind of all we wanted to talk about.
Yeah. If you guys, like, what we're planning on doing is once we do, like, a couple episodes of a fandom, we'll do one like this where we just kind of dive deeper into our channel. Mm-hmm. And so if you guys like this, please, I'm begging you guys, please leave a review.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave an honest review. Like... We need more reviews.
Even if it's not a good...
Yeah, even if you don't like it. We need... We need constructive criticism if you guys don't like it, okay?
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Please leave a review.
Our next video should be the prequel one, right? The Star Wars prequels.
Wait, our next podcast?
Yeah, our next podcast episode.
It should... it's either gonna be, like... A Halloween one. It should be the Star Wars prequels. I need to watch the second. I just can't get into it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, anyways, we will see you guys next time. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends or anyone who might like it.
Yep. Okay. See ya.
Thank you. And shout out to my dad who won 4 Purple Hearts, but not really.